Hello.
Hi, my name's Debbie, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I just need to advise this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested the call back?
Yes, this is he. And I okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I had filled out unemployment like 3 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And I got direct deposit, and it has not came yet. I don't know what's going on.
Okay,
and
let me take a look.
Okay.
Can I get your social security number?
Yes, it's 256-696252.
6252,
yes.
56?
No, 6252.
52. Okay, I'm so sorry. All right. Now, let's see. And your name?
My name is MacArthur, which is my first name. It's MCARTHUR.
All right. And your last name?
Brown Dennis.
Okay.
B-R-O-W.
And what is your birthday?
3/16/1989.
And your mother's maiden name?
Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L-L.
Okay, they've got Brown on here.
Oh, they probably just put Brown there.
Okay, so it's Randall.
Huh?
It's Randall is her last maiden name, R-A-N-D-A-L-L?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let's take a look here. And okay, you need to do your weekly certification for last week, and does take 3 to 4 weeks for processing, so it really hasn't been finished its processing phase. With the holiday in there, that just kind of slows things down a little bit.
So you said I need to do my certification from last week. I did it on a Sunday.
You did it this past Sunday? Yesterday?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Well, it didn't.
It did.
It says your claim is active, but you've not filed your weekly certification for last week.
For last week?
Yeah, which would have been on Sunday. If you would have called in Sunday, yes, that would have done it. I wonder why it didn't go through. Let me see if you can just do it again. Hold on. I'll be right back.
All
right. Okay, so that's my cell phone.
I'm still waiting for a response. I just wanted to let you know I hadn't forgotten about you, okay?
It's all right. I'm still here.
Okay, good. Thank you. Did you get a confirmation number when you did it yesterday?
A confirmation number?
Yeah.
No, they just hung up the phone.
It just disconnected?
Yeah, right after I gave them my three jobs that I applied for, I gave them the zip code and the location, and they said thank you, and they said some other questions about any of everything else, and then they just hung up the phone.
Okay. Does it normally do that to you when you do your weekly certifications, or do you get a confirmation number?
It normally does that.
Oh, it normally just hangs up?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. They said, go ahead and call again and do it again. That for some reason it didn't process through the system. And
so this morning?
Yeah, go ahead and do it now or today.
All right, ma'am. Did they explain why it didn't go through?
It didn't. They have no idea why it didn't go through. They said, normally there's no problems, but sometimes, you know, just like everything else, you'll get a little glitch in things. And I think maybe the holiday has messed something up. Because Thursday was the 4th of July. And so just go ahead and do it again.
So what about the direct deposit? Is it going to come through this week or next week? What's going on with that?
That I don't know. It does take 3 to 4 weeks to process once you first file. So did you file like the 20th of June?
I file every Sunday, ma'am.
No, I mean your original claim.
Yeah.
Okay. Once you file your original claim, then you do your weekly certifications, which you've been doing. And it takes 3 to 4 weeks from when you filed, opened your claim up to go through processing before payment benefits will be sent out.
Okay.
Now, do you go on your portal?
No, I call.
Oh, okay. No, the reason I was asking is if you check your portal, it's updated in real time. So you'll know when your payments will be coming.
And every time, that's another thing. Every time I go on my portal saying we don't have records of this person.
It says they don't have any records. I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
When I put in my non-Alabama driver's license and everything, all my personals, it tells me they don't have record of it.
Are you using Randall? Does it ask for your mother's maiden name?
Yes.
Are you using Randall?
Yes.
Okay, because it's in here as Brown, that's probably why they're telling you that.
I told that lady to put Randall when I filled out on the appointment, but thank you. I'll start putting Brown in there.
Well, I can go ahead and get it put in to have it changed.
Yes, please. Just leave it as Brown. Just leave it as Brown.
Just leave it as Brown? Okay. Yes, then that's what you'll need to use when you go in your portal.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. I am so sorry for all this mess.
It's okay. It's not your fault.
All right. Well, I know, but I still feel bad because you're trying to do something and you can't do it. But, yeah, use Brown, and you shouldn't have any problem now.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, ma'am. I appreciate your work.
All right. Well, you take care and have a great day, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you.